With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The world has turned around for Carolyn Chute with the success of her first novel, The Beans of Egypt, Maine. Originally published by Tickner and Fields in 1985, the book is now available as a Warner paperback. Chute was living in rural poverty in Maine with her second husband when the novel was first published.
We've become new people. We aren't withdrawn anymore. We can get birthday presents for our friends and our family now. If something comes up in the family, we can drive there. We have the gas. We never had gas to go anywhere.
But there is still something Carolyn Chute doesn't have.
We don't have running water. We don't have plumbing or any of those things, because those are luxuries. And when I had to make decisions about my money, it was either help the other people in my family or to get a luxury for myself.
So the Chutes lug water to their house near Gorham, Maine from a nearby spring and use an outhouse in the woods. Carolyn Chute says one thing she has done with the royalties from the Beans of Egypt, Maine, is to set her husband up in his own wood-splitting business, so, as she puts it, he has his dignity. He cannot read or write. Chute's novel is a remarkable piece of fiction from a woman who quit school at the age of 16. It's the tale of a dirt-poor backwoods family, the Beans, as told from the perspective of the young woman who lives across the road and who becomes part of the Bean clan and their harsh world. Carolyn Chute is at work on a new book.
It's another love story about working-class people in the mountains.
Carolyn Chute, whose novel The Beans of Egypt, Maine, is now in paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As a schoolgirl in Maine, the future was probably cloudy for Carolyn Chute. Agonizingly shy and somewhat overweight, Chute's public school experience was a disaster.
I was in a class of 20, and I was very shy, and I sat there for 12 years being an outsider.
Carolyn Chute quit school at the age of 16, got married, and began to create her own worlds by writing short stories that nobody read.
One of the things that upset me a great deal when I got to be a certain age was to find out that my folks had lied to me. They had told me that hamburgers and hot dogs were made out of cattle and pigs that had died of old age. And when I found out this wasn't true, I was very upset, and I wrote stories that these animals would escape. I would cut the wire and let them out. We'd go on adventures together.
Or Carolyn Chute, herself too shy to dance, would fantasize in her writing about a girl like herself who the boys would fight over to dance with. At one point, Carolyn Chute took a writing class at the local high school.
I was finally good at something, because in school they didn't do any creative writing, they didn't do creative anything.
Her first marriage came to an end. She worked in a chicken factory, picked potatoes, labored as a homemaker for the elderly, all the time writing her stories. Chute remarried, lived in poverty, became a grandmother at the age of 37, and wrote a novel called The Beans of Egypt, Maine. In 1985, when Tickner and Fields published the novel, The Tale of a Rowdy White Trash Family in Rural Maine, the critics immediately raised images of Faulkner and Caldwell. The Beans of Egypt, Maine went into several printings and is now a Warner paperback. Life has improved for Carolyn Chute. She now has a telephone, but her home still has no indoor plumbing, and she carries her water from a nearby spring. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.